Hi, Terry. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, a while back, you gave me some really good advice about True Hope that I introduced someone to that had type 1 bipolar, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah. That's about a three-quarters thing, sir. It works about 75%, so thanks for mentioning that so everybody could hear us. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Within 6 weeks, he was out of mania, and that was a year and a half ago, and he's doing just fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Because that's characterized by certain neurotransmitter imbalances and other conditions like Parkinson's and Tourette's also are
yes,
in that
sir.
Category, is there a possibility that it might help someone with Tourette's?
The True Hope? You know, the
yeah.
True Hope website has research posted about all the things, and for us to read, by the way, in English. It's not in Scientese. It's summaries in English of what the research says, and then you can go to the original research paper if you feel like it. Anyway, that True Hope website tells us which areas have been researched. Now, I haven't looked at it lately, so I'm very sorry I can't tell you, but you can go to the website and find out if there's any research on Parkinson's or other neurologic problems. With the True Hope, that is.
If, yeah, okay. Is there anything else? I know in this particular case, there's gut dysbiosis, there's allergies, there's all kinds of other things going on. Is there anything else, but you know, besides fixing those, that you can think of that might provide some relief from the tics and the mood issues?
This is Tourette's syndrome, I assume, sir. Yes, there are a few things. Now, it's been thought that Tourette's has a lot to do with disruption of what's called the cholinergic part of the nervous system. That's largely dependent, as you probably are well aware, on an amino acid called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, and it's the so-called calming side of the nervous system. Now, there very definitely are ways to get that cholinergic symptom, side of the nervous system going better. There are some things we can get at our health food store, but before I get there, I should mention that one of the better ways to help the cholinergic system is acupuncture, of all things. It can help us go more in a direction of the cholinergic nervous system and less of the sympathetic. The sympathetic, as probably everybody knows, is the excitatory part of the nervous system, and the parasympathetic is the cholinergic, and that one is the one that settles us down. So anyway, if we go to choline and the cofactors that work with it, sometimes that lessens the tics. Now, I'm not going to tell you it eliminates them totally in everybody, because it doesn't. And even the textbooks will tell you that. My experience has been that it settles them down a lot for some people and a little bit for others and doesn't work at all on a few people. But fortunately, it's worth trying because it's incredibly safe to try to use the things that build the cholinergic nervous system. Now, the first one is choline. It's an amino acid. We've all heard about it. It's in all the natural food stores. Yes, it is kind of hard to hurt yourself with it, but I guess if you swallow three bottles at a time or something. But always check with your doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, or do some studying, or both. Okay, now the things that help to work with choline include the following, sir. Oddly enough, the mineral manganese. So one wants to check themselves to see if they already got enough manganese, because we can overdose on that one. So there's this thing called a hair mineral analysis. You can check and say, what's my manganese levels? Are they at a good, safe level? Are they too low? Are they too high? And especially if they're too high, we leave the manganese out of the equation. After that, though, there is pantothenic acid, P-A-N. That's also called vitamin B5. And hardly anybody ever got hurt with that stuff. It's abundant in the brain and the adrenal glands, and it wouldn't be abundant in the brain if it weren't safe for the brain. So we got choline, we got manganese, we got pantothenic acid, and then funny thing, thiamine also. That's vitamin B1, and that's added to the mix. So I don't see very many people with Tourette's. They usually go to the neurologist. But when I do, I give them that little list. We check their manganese levels, and it does make a difference in the majority, with either a little bit of help or a lot of help, and occasionally it doesn't work at all.
Okay. On the magnesium, most people are magnesium deficient, as you know.
No, that was manganese, sir. That was manganese.
Oh, manganese. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Okay, I got it. Yeah, these are all cofactors in that neurotransmitter chemistry. I've got a pathway planner from Dr. Min Lynch that
shows
all of that.
Good for you. Now, before we're done, I should mention there's also studies on the use of omega-3 fatty acids, and those can be helpful. They don't have anything to do with the cholinergic nervous system, but they have been reported to cut down on tics and Tourette's. So I didn't want to leave those out.
Okay.
You go ahead.
No, I was just trying to take notes and hear what you had to say. So, okay, so choline, manganese, B5, B1, those are all familiar. What was that last one you mentioned?
Don't forget the pantothenic acid, vitamin B5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those all help that cholinergic system to go better.
Yeah, and the allergies and gut issues as well would be addressed. But okay,
that's a very good idea.
Thank you. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, and good luck to whomever, because this one is not fully solved, as you can tell.